Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord. This is Macedonian Call coming to you from Springboro, Ohio. This is Sister Joanna Green and Evangelist Clint Green, and we'll have callers call in here tonight, and we welcome you on Good Friday. Praise the Lord. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. If you want to be part of this broadcast, it is 347-989-8862. Again, it is 347-989-8862. Let me do that again. 347-989-8862. And if you want to reach us by email, heisrisen38@AOL.com. Again, it is heisrisen38@AOL.com. We've got several prayer requests here tonight that we want to start turning in. We will definitely pray over these at the end of the service. Praise God. And Sister Sandra Davidson says, my family can use some prayers, and I have a very special unspoken request. I thank you, sis, for the prayers. God bless you and yours. I love you, she says. Brother James Aaron Robinson says, Sister Green, would you guys pray for me in a lot of pain after the surgery? Would appreciate you calling on God. And Brother Tim Hall says, without going into detail, you know our needs. Please keep us in prayer. We really appreciate friends like you. Praise God. We appreciate that, Brother Tim, and thank you all for having confidence in us to pray. Sister Becky Fritz says, just want to thank the Lord, praise the Lord, for pulling me through this time of sickness I've had. God is good. Still have some pain, but I know He will continue to ease the discomfort. Jerry Bowen says, remember his family, could use some prayers. Love ya, he says. Arlene Harrison says, please pray for my family that soon we will be together again soon. And my baby girl will find the path God has for her. And Crystal Clark says, me and my family, please. And Sister Bonnie Burke says, yes, remember my family. A lot of turmoil. God knows, and He is able. Praise the Lord. So as they come in, we'll continue to turn those in. And we just want to thank you for listening. And I tell you, we're excited. Sunday is Easter. Also, I want to give a big shout out to my son, Jeffrey Koger. Today is his birthday, and we love you, Jeffrey, if you're listening. And today he makes 22 years old. Praise the Lord. So, again, if you want to be part of this broadcast, tonight's subject is going to be on healing is the children's bread. And the number is that you call in 347-989-8862. Again, it is 347-989-8862. If you want to speak to the host, that would be option one. If you just want to listen, just call the number, and I will see that you just want to be a listener. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to have little Rachel. She wants to come in, and she's going to give us her scripture. Pray for her. She's been has a little sinus trouble going on. Praise the Lord.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.
Praise God. She did a good job there. I'm proud of Rachel. She's 10 years old. And again, lift her up in prayer. She's been coughing, sneezing, runny nose, and this is that time of the year. So we just want to give God all glory. Thank God for many praise reports, and just through the week, God's been moving in situations for people, and he's moving for us as well. Hallelujah. So at this time, we are going to come to you with this here wonderful song, Praise the Lord. And we're going to just hope you enjoy it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to have Brother Green to go ahead and get started here because same thing as last week. I've hit it about four times, so the song may play four times. So if it starts playing, he'll just pause a minute and the song will play and we'll get started again. Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's good to be with you tonight. Thank the Lord for salvation and thank him for bringing me into this marvelous way. And I tell you, our subject tonight is healing is the children's bread. And I tell you what, tonight there's a lot of people, even in the Church of God, even in the Lord's house, that are there a part of the members of the body of Christ. And many times we need healing. And the Bible doesn't say that we're going to get healed every time we call on him. I mean, sometimes we have to put forth a lot of faith to obtain our healing. And many times people have been healed of different things, but sometimes they're not healed. We don't understand that. We just have to believe God's word and just keep on preaching the gospel. And here Rachel read to you out of 3 John, and I want to read that also. It says here, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. And this was written by John, one of the apostles, and he's writing to an elder. He's the elder. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And so here was a man that was well beloved, and John, the elder, the apostle John, was writing and saying, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So we know that the Lord, this is not just the words of John, but this is words that the Holy Ghost had given John. And we know that the Lord wants us to prosper, and we know also that he wants us to be in health, even as our soul prospereth. And this was a man that was walking in the truth, and that's what the Lord wants us to do tonight, is to walk in the truth, that we might be in a place where we can prosper. Because if we're disobedient to God, well, it's pretty plain in the scripture that the Lord does not have to prosper us. And in fact, the Bible even tells us, even in the Old Covenant, and I believe it's Deuteronomy 28, that if they would do certain things and keep his commandments and do what was pleasing in his sight, they would prosper and they would be in health. And not only would they be in health, but their children, well, their seed and their seed's seed, which is talking about their children and grandchildren, would be in health, and also that their cattle would be in health. And, you know, today we wish the same thing to the body of Christ. We pray that ye may prosper and be in health. I mean, everybody wants to prosper. It's same like we're living in today when things are hard, and, you know, seems like the light bill keeps going up, and you got the phone bill, and you got all kind of bills coming in on you that you have to pay, the monthly payment. If you own your house, you've got to, you know, got to pay that mortgage and different things. And we definitely need the Lord to prosper us, and he can prosper us if we'll be obedient to him. Now, I want to go to some more scriptures here. I don't know if we've got any callers. Well, she's having trouble with the computer, so I'll just keep going here. See what I've got. Hang on just a second. Okay. Got my papers mixed up here. Praise God, we'll get it together. This is the Macedonian call around the globe, and we're glad to be with you tonight. And in Matthew 15, I want to read a scripture in the 21st verse in Matthew 15:21. Okay, here we go. All right. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And this is where we get the saying that healing is the children's bread, because Jesus said here in the 26th verse, But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. So the Gentiles were considered dogs, and Jesus was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he had come because of it was the right time for him to come. And John the Baptist had already come and preached repentance to Israel. And his message was, repent and prepare you the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. And so he was baptizing in the River Jordan, and he had done this for probably 6 months when Jesus came. It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So we see here that the Lord is looking for faith. And he said he had not, well, he said here, great is thy faith. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Now I want to turn over to Mark chapter 22. And the Bible's telling us here, we're going to talk a little bit about faith, because if we're going to be healed, it's going to take something to get us healed, and it's going to take faith in God. In Mark 11:22, I want to read that to you. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And I want you to know that the Lord is pleased with faith, and the Bible teaches us in Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we know that the Lord is looking for faith, and if we study the scripture, we find out that, you know, without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. Well, that means, that tells me that if I do have faith, I must be pleasing the Lord. If I have faith, and I have faith for healing, or if I have faith, you know, for different things, I need to exercise my faith. And I need to speak positive words, because he said here in Mark 11:23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say, he said whosoever, he didn't say if you was an apostle or a prophet or evangelist, but he said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So Jesus is saying here, whosoever can do this, not just the prophet or the evangelist or the teacher or the pastor, but whosoever. And you know, a lot of times the Bible says over there, I think it's John 3:16, that whosoever believeth on him would have everlasting life. And a lot of times you see people with T-shirts on that will say, I'm a whosoever. Well, we need to be a whosoever also. And, you know, when it comes to faith for the body and for deliverance, we need to be a whosoever. We need to say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in our heart, it said, and shall not doubt in his heart. In other words, we must have faith to believe until we see it come to pass. It says, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now I noticed many times when somebody gets prayer, and we always want to know what the doctor said. Well, it ain't up to the doctor. It's up, you know, it's up to our faith. If we can have faith and believe and not doubt, it shall come to pass. Well, we don't know, you know, the appointed time when somebody's going home to be with the Lord. But I know if I'm sick, I'm going to believe God. And if I want the people around me to believe God, I don't want them to go off and say, well, he's not going to make it, you know, look at him, you know. He's going down to nothing, and he's just not going to make it. Well, I'm going to believe the Word of God. And, you know, if somebody believes the Word of God and they die believing the Word, well, they're going to a better place. They're going to make heaven their home, and they're definitely going to be healed when they step on that other shore. When they touch heaven's shore, there'll be no more sickness and pain, and the former things will be passed away. There'll be no more tears, and there'll be no more crying. But, you know, it'll be joy forevermore. And verse 24 says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. We're supposed to believe that we receive them before we have them. Because the last part of this verse says, and ye shall have them. It says, and ye shall have them. In other words, you must believe that you receive them before you have them. In other words, you must believe that the answer is on the way. You know, that's healing or anything that you need from God. We must exercise our faith, and we must put it out there for the Lord to work with. You know, when the farmer went out and sowed the seed, he don't go out there, you know, 2 or 3 days later and start digging the seed up. But, you know, sometimes he might check it to see if it's sprouting. But he ain't going to dig the whole field up. He's just curious to see how far along it is. But, you know, God wants us, once we plant the seed of faith, he wants us to believe that we receive and we shall have. And we have to speak things because he said here in verse 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, it's talking about saying something there, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, you got to speak to your problem. You got to command that thing to go, to be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith. Now it says those things which he saith. Well, we must say the right thing. We can't go and pray one prayer and get up and say something totally different. We must say what we pray. We must believe that we receive when we pray. And I'll tell you, we can build up our faith if we'll get down to business with God and we'll watch the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart. And I believe it was David said, to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You know, he wanted to please God, and he was a man after God's own heart. And, you know, the Word of God tells us that that healing belongs to us. And we're going to get into that a little bit farther here. I want to look here at verse 12 in the same chapter, Mark chapter 11 and verse 12. It says here, and on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. So you see, Jesus said to this tree, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. We go on a little farther here in verse 20. I want to skip over to verse 20. And in the morning, now they was coming back by where they had just been to that fig tree the day before. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. See, he spoke words, negative words, words that was going to destroy that fig tree. And it did destroy that fig tree. Now, there's a purpose for everything that the Lord does. And he was using that fig tree to show his disciples what faith can do. And faith can move mountains. Faith can stop things in their tracks. It can just destroy diseases and things. And it can put to flight the things that's coming against you. And we read that over in 11th chapter of Hebrews, how through faith they subdued kingdoms, how they wrought righteousness, and they put to flight the armies of the aliens and stopped the mouths of lions. It was faith that did that for them. You know, I don't believe when Daniel went into that lion's den, I don't believe he was fighting and scratching and scraping at them people that was trying to put him in there. I believe he just walked on into the lion's den. They accompanied him there, and he gave glory to God, and he walked in there, and he had faith in God. He wasn't afraid because he had God on his side, and he had been praying and seeking God, and he had been opening his window, and three times a day he got down, and he began to pray and look toward Jerusalem. And I tell you, we're not looking toward Jerusalem, but we're looking toward Jesus today, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And he started this faith walk. And when he came there in the River Jordan, was baptized, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he came out of there, and he began to do miracles, praise God. And he began to heal, and he began to deliver people and set people free, praise God. Let's go a little farther now. Let's see here. Praise God. Over in the book of Hebrews, I believe I'll turn over there right now. And we quoted one scripture there in the book of Hebrews in the 11th chapter. But I want to read something else in the 11th chapter. And I want to read verses, let's see, 1 through 6. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. So we see here that God is pleased with faith. And anything that's a doubt and unbelief, God's not pleased with. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. So, you see, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But if we please God and we have faith, now I believe we can receive things from God. I believe there is a table spread, and I believe that we tap in to the things of God through faith. I don't believe you can get it any other way. I believe you must touch the hem of his garment, and you'll be made whole. Praise God. I find that he went about doing good, the Bible said, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And I've got that scripture here somewhere over in Acts chapter 10. We won't look over there. But I want a good report, don't you? I want to have the Lord be well pleased with me, and I don't believe he'll be well pleased if I don't believe his word. If I stagger at the promises of God and I give place to the devil, I don't see how that the Lord would be pleased with me. But I tell you, faith comes by hearing today, and hearing by the word of God. We read that over in Romans chapter 10, I believe it is, and we know we need faith, praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 10, getting there, verse 34 says here, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. I want you to know tonight, it doesn't matter if you're Gentile or a Jewish person. It doesn't matter what nation or nationality that you are tonight. You see, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's no respecter of person. We're getting on down here in the scripture. He said in verse 34, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. See, he's Lord of all, not just to the Jewish people, but he's Lord of all to the Gentiles also. And verse 37 says, that word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. So we know we're right here at Easter time, and we're going to be celebrating the resurrection of Christ. And he's not dead, my friend, tonight, but he's a living Savior. And we believe in the healing, but we believe in the healer. Because without the healer, there could be no healing.
Amen.
Praise God. So if you know people that's been healed, you know it had to be the healer that came by their house or came by their bedside, came in their hospital room or wherever it was at, and healed their body. Praise God. It takes Jesus to heal you. You can't be healed any other way. Sometimes a doctor can help you, but usually it's a temporary fix, and you'll need a healing again. But we're not against doctors, because they're fighting the same devil we're fighting, and they're trying to do good. They're trying to help people. And if it wasn't for the doctors, there'd be a lot of people in the graveyard today that's still living. And we thank God for good doctors. We just praise the Lord that he give people knowledge and understanding.
Amen.
And sometimes you might need a doctor, and we're not against that, but we sure do believe in that there's a higher power, and Jesus is the answer to a lot of problems that the doctor can't fix. I'm going to turn it back over to Joanna for a little while here.
Praise God. We have a couple of callers here. I finally got the mic turned on, and 661, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hi, Sister Green. This is Sister Gladys in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise the Lord, Sister Gladys. Sorry it has taken so long. Our computer's acting up. Brother Yearwood, I believe that's you. 423, come in and let us know where you're located.
Now, this is Brother Yearwood and Sister Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God, and glad you guys all got to call in tonight. And again, I apologize that computer's doing the same thing it did last Friday, but we still have victory. Hallelujah. And we're going to come to you with this here song, and then we'll have Sister Gladys come in and obey God.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. I'm thinking that I probably have some kind of a, what do they call them, glitches or something wrong with the computer. I'm going to have to take it in and have it checked out. Sister Gladys, it's not going to let me play a song, so you go ahead and obey the Lord, sis.
Okay. I want to glorify God and praise him, and thank you, Sister Green and Brother Green, for allowing me to be on your broadcast. I thank God that He's using the broadcast and going into the highways and byways, just like the Word of God says. You know, a lot of times it's not inside the four walls of the churches anymore. You've got to go outside those four walls to reach the people, because sometimes people are hurt and sometimes people are unable to get out of their beds or just confined to their homes. But I praise God that He has other ways to reach the people, and I magnify His name for the good word. I thank God that you brothers and sisters that I fellowship with on here can give me insight on scriptures like these, because I haven't learned a lot about these things, but when I do come on the broadcast, I learn a lot from you guys when you guys teach the word and preach the word, and it helps me in my spirit and gives me something to think about, and I thank Him for that. I want to go over to those same scriptures Brother Green had went over. It says in Matthew 15:22 through 28, it says, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto Him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But He answered her not a word. And His disciples came and besought Him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But He answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me."
So, go ahead, Sister Gladys. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right. He says, "Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. But He answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." You know, she was interceding for her daughter. She was going to the master. She was going to Jesus and saying, Lord, help me. And many times today in this hour and day, we've got to seek Jesus' face and say, Lord, I don't know how to do it, and I don't know where to go, but I know that you do know how to go, and you know which direction to send me. And that's what this lady was saying. She was saying, Lord, help me. I've got a daughter that's vexed. You know, we've got children in this world today that are vexed. You know, there's devils out there and demons that want to attack our children throughout this nation, and they'll raise their ugly heads, those demons will, and they'll be proud demons, and they'll think that they can win over our children. But I know this much, the Word of God says that greater is He that's within us than he that's in the world. And I know that Jesus that I serve, if we come and ask Him, believing and seeking His faith, He said, whatsoever you believe without doubting, I'm paraphrasing here, I may not speak at the exact words, but He said if we come believing without doubt and unbelief, that He'll give us what we want. And if you have two or more believing, then we can go to the Lord and take them to the throne room, and He will give us what we ask. The main thing is, a lot of people today think we're weak and feeble if we even share a request. I know we have to be careful on who we share requests with, but I know this much. If you come together with a brother and a sister in the Lord, believing firmly in His Word and stand firm on His Word, speak the Word, like Brother Green was saying, speak positive things into that situation. You know, we can speak life or we can speak death. And I know if there's someone that's feeble and that needs healing, we can speak to that disease and we can speak to the thing. Jesus said greater the things that we will do than He did. And I thank Him for that today. We need more intercessory prayers, prayer warriors today. You know, when I get requests, I may not remember them all, but I try to write them down. When we do this broadcast, I try to write the request down, try to pray over them during the week. I'm not patting myself on the back, but I know a God and believe in a God because He's raised me up from a time when I was in a wheelchair. You know, it's not a good feeling when you're sitting in a wheelchair and you can't get up and do all the things that you want to do. But to give hope to those out there that struggle with their bodies, just know and believe that Jesus is still the healer, just like He did in this day. He healed that woman's daughter, and I praise God for His word. I want to go down to, got a lot of notes tonight instead of a lot of scriptures, but in John 15:7, He says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." You know, when I was sick and didn't know what I was going to do, and I thought, Lord, whatever your will is. I like that scripture where it says, when you walk through the shadow of death. People will never understand that scripture, walking through the shadow of death, until they walk through it themselves. You know, like Pastor Gifford said, he said that when he had the heart attack, it was a major heart attack. But he knew then what that scripture truly meant. When you walk that close to death, you say, Lord, not my will, but your will. And when my mother was beside herself and didn't know what she was going to do, I said, Mom, I'm ready to go. I've got two children to raise, but I knew that Jesus would take care of them, and I thank him for that. His word is true. We're fighting a different kind of battle today. It's spiritual, but we need to be on our knees and crying out to the Lord. Push the plate back. I know I need to do that more. Many people might look at me and say, well, you don't have enough weight to fast and pray, but you know, you can go on a Daniel's fast, or you can do it the way the Lord leads you, and the Lord will still give you strength. I know it, and I believe it, and that there are some things in our families' lives that won't go away until we do just that very thing. It says it won't come out but by fasting and praying, and that's where we need to seek God's face. In John 15:16, it says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. You know, when Jesus hung on that cross, every drop of blood he shed was for our healing. Like Brother Green said, doctors have a place. They are good in manners that we need sometimes, but they're not the healer. You know, I've had to deal with doctors, and I've had to have them help me in certain situations. But the main healer we have to truly lean on and believe in is Jesus, because he's the one that paid the high price on Calvary, and I praise him for that. I want to go on. In Romans 11:32, it says, for God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Praise God that his mercies are new every morning. When I wake up each day, you know, we need to repent daily. You know, before we lay down at night, we need to ask the Lord to forgive us of anything we may have said or done that we don't even remember or even know about. I'd never want to lay down at night and not fully be forgiven, but I praise God each night that I can lay my head on the pillow and have peace. In Psalm 104:5, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Though the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You know, when this lady came to him, she knew that she had to come to him in what they would consider her unworthiness. In their eyes, she was considered a dog. But even she said, Lord, see me as I am. No, he said, come as you are, even in the Word of God. And that's where people get it mixed up. They think that they have to be cleaned up and washed up and made white as snow before they even enter into the kingdom of God. But my Bible differs with that. He said, let them come. Jesus will clean them. If we catch them, he'll clean them. And the one thing I know, the tomb is empty, and I praise him for that. You know, I've been thinking about a lot of that, and I've been thinking about the Passover. I may have had one more scripture, but and that was Mark 7:27. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast unto the dogs. You know, back then the Gentiles were worthless, but Jesus is drafted us in. And I thank him for that. I thank him that he consider us children of God. He calls us friends now when we become saved and under his banner. And when we ask him to come into our lives, we become friends. We're not castaways. And I thank him for that. But I've been thinking about the Passover. You know, still today, when we need to, we can anoint our homes. And I believe in anointing our homes and letting the Lord know that we're still wanting to be under his banner and wanting him to cover our whole household, cover our children when they come in and when they go back out. But I thank God that today we can stand firm and believe and intercede for our children and know that he's going to bring them in, those that are lost right now and trying to find their way. I know the power of conviction is working on both my children. You know, I got to thinking today, Jesus didn't come to save the the saved, he came to save the lost. And many times people shun the sinner, and that's not what Jesus did. He embraced them right where they were, and he let them know, I love you right where you are. And that's what he is like today. He loves them right where they are. But many times people look at, like, family members past, and they say, well, they don't need to be with this person. And a lot of times if they're not strong enough and they're in sin, they don't need to be with that person. But I know this much, that we still should be a light to those people that are still struggling in sin. Nobody wants to be a backslider. Nobody wants to be a sinner or like I said, I say it many, many times because drugs have affected my life in one form or another with a nephew, and I won't go into detail with other family members, but I know that it destroys. The devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. But I know this much, if I stand firm and believe in what God said to believe in, and I keep his commandment, then he'll do what I've asked him to do, and he'll save my household. He's promised that, and I give him glory today. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sister Green.
Praise God. That was a good word, Sister Gladys, and she's telling you the truth. If that's you, God is dealing with you, and you've listened to her, Sister Gladys, give you scriptures, and, you know, he said, whosoever will, come. And he wants you tonight. He wants you to come. And that's his whole purpose of this here Easter coming. Today's Good Friday. Today's the day he's supposed to have died on the cross. And they put him in the tomb, the borrowed tomb. And he rose on the third day for you and for me. Praise God. And we weren't even born yet, but he did this for the entire world. And what a great message. Praise the Lord. Just like Brother Timothy sings that song, I'll tell this old story over and over and over again. It never gets too boring for me. I praise God. It reminds me of where I used to be. And like Sister Gladys was saying, we once was backslid. We once didn't have a Savior. He was always there, but we just didn't know him until, praise God, one day the preacher preached the message. And that's what we're hoping to do tonight, is to reach you that are lost or backslid. Praise God. We love the Lord, and we thank you, Sister Gladys. That was really good word. And we're going to try this here song one more time. Hallelujah. Give me just a moment here. Seems like any time I just touch the screen, it freezes. So we're not going to try it. Brother Yearwood, come in and obey God, brother.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back once again. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee. And we're thankful to be on the broadcast with you. We're going to be going tonight, starting out in Isaiah 53 and verse 5. The Lord is wanting us all to be healed. He's wanting us all to be well. And as Big Brother Green was speaking there a while ago about, they'd rather we'd all prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. And, you know, he said being in health there. And, you know, praise God, if we'll get ourselves. I was just thinking, you know, a lot of times this is a condition. Like a lot of times, you know, we need to make sure that we've got ourselves in line with the Word of God, and we get, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. When we get in line with the Word of God, and the Word abide in us, and we abide in the Word, then we ask whatsoever we will, and it shall be done. And, you know, I just praise God for that. So, Isaiah 53 and verse 5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and was with his stripes we are healed. And you know, praise God. Right there in that one verse, he took a whole lot in right there. He was wounded for our transgressions. You know, whenever we're transgressing the laws of God and we're out there in sin, this man that was called Jesus, one that we've set aside this Sunday for Easter, it's more than just a bunny hatching eggs or laying eggs. It is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was a day that we've set aside to worship him and give him the praise and the glory for it. And I just wonder how many people today will tell their kids of this Sunday that this is the resurrected, the day that the Lord was resurrected from that old tomb. Praise God, but there'll be a lot of them. I'll never hear that word, resurrected. All it'll be a sin is an Easter bunny hopping around and with a basket full of eggs. But God's not pleased with that. He's wanting us to tell the world that he was wounded for our iniquity. Then, praise God, our transgressions. Then it goes on and says he was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him. And, you know, praise God, the peace the Lord has for us, he took it all up on his shoulders for us that we could have peace and have it more abundant. You know, praise God, let's look there in the, still in the verse 5 there. It says, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And, you know, praise God, with his stripes we're healed. And, you know, I tell you, I believe a lot of times, I know that there's health issues. I've got some of them, but I don't claim them to be mine. I say, praise God, that one day, after a while, I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be whole, whether it's in this life or the life to come. But I know that Jesus is the healer. I know that he's the one, praise God, that said that we were healed, and by his stripes we're healed. And, you know,
amen.
Let's look over into the 5th chapter of James there, and praise God. And let's look into verse 13. Praise the Lord. Verse 13, it says, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing songs. And, you know, tonight, praise God, if there's any afflicted, let him pray. You know, that's what God is telling us to do there. We need to pray and get a hold of him if we're afflicted. But praise God, we can go on in that same verse right there, and it says, is any merry, let him sing songs. And, you know, psalms. And, you know, praise God, if, you know, a lot of times we may get down, we may get out, we may feel like we don't even have a friend in the world. But if we'll just start singing the praises unto God and start glorifying his name, it ain't but just a minute or so that we can feel the presence of God coming in. We can feel
Amen.
The glory of the Lord restoring us again. As David said over there, he said, Lord, just restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And, you know, praise God, we start singing the praises of God, then he's going to move for us, and we can be touched, and we can be blessed, and we can be lifted up. And let's look into verse 14. It said, and let's see, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Praise God. And, you know, right there he says, any sick among you. Praise God. If there's any sick among us, you know, a lot of times I think, praise God, that we fail to obey that scripture right there. He says, any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. And, you know, we need to call upon the elders of the church. And when we call upon the elders of the church, then they should be able to obey the Lord and obey his scriptures. He says, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven of him. You know, praise God. You know, I think a lot of times whenever we pray over people and if they're touched and they're healed, then we need to tell them, praise God, that God forgives them of their sins. And they just need to honor of the Lord and take the scriptures and obey God and go with the Lord. If they don't do that, then somebody is coming up short. I believe a lot of times that it's a minister, a deal, is to obey the word of God and to tell them that if they've been touched and they've been healed, then they don't have no more sins. They need just to walk in the love of God and walk with the Lord, because he did say right there in that same verse, he says, praise God, in the last part of it, it said, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And that's real plain to me. If the Lord has touched them and healed them, then praise God, they are a new creature in the Lord. According to Paul there, Paul said over there, he said, behold, all old things passed away, and I've become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you know, that's the word of God. So we've got to go with the word and take the word for what he says. Let's look into 1 Peter 2nd chapter and verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. You know, praise God, that's real plain to me. By these stripes you were healed. And you know, praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to be able to say that I can trust the Lord, you know, for my life, and trust him for my healing. You know, I was thinking there a while ago when Sister Gladys said that brother said the 23rd chapter of Psalms over there, where it said that that he walked through the shadow of death and he feared no evil. Praise God, I was thinking of that same scripture. It come to life to me one time whenever I had that accident with that truck, and I like to got killed, and I couldn't even see nothing. I didn't even realize where I was at or nothing else. I was in the hospital for about 4 days. But I thank God, during that time of that wreck, I even had to ask somebody if I was still alive or if I was dead. And they told me that I was still in this world. I couldn't see. I didn't know where I was at. I didn't know what was going on, but I know one thing. I didn't have no fear of death because I had the Lord on my side. I knew that I knew that 23rd chapter of Psalms in. It come alive to me, and it meant a lot to me. It let me know that I didn't have to fear death. But I tell you what, there's a lot. If man's out there in sin, now one time I was out in sin and I had a wreck. I don't know why I'm going this way, but I'm going this way because I feel the leadership of God. One time I had a wreck. I was so I messed up and drunk and everything. When I had that wreck, I thought about just laying there in that car, just dying. But I happened to think I had more to live for. And I had two small kids at home that I need to live for. And I tried to open the car, and I couldn't even open the door. But I started crawling out the car window, and the door come open and it threw me on out on the ground. But I tell you what, I was scared then. I was worried then if I was to die in that shape. I knew where I would be going. I knew that I didn't have a home in heaven and that I had a lake of fire to go to. But praise God, I tell you what, when I did get a hold of God and I got things changed around, death don't fear me no more because mm-hmm. I know that I know where I'm going. And that's one thing, my friend, tonight, if you're out there and you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, take heed to these words, not that I speak, but as the Lord has spoken them to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into the Psalms 103 and verse 3. I'm going to let Sister Betty read them for you.
Verse 1.
Okay, she's going to start in verse 1.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Praise the Lord. We hear the word there. Praise God. He said that he would heal all our diseases. And you know, he didn't leave none of them out there. Praise God. If we just trust him and hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you what, I think a lot of times we just kind of let the devil whip us around and beat us out of our blessings because we'll pray maybe a short 2 or 3 minute prayer and get up and we forget all about it. But we need to get down there and get a hold of God. Ring the doorbells. We ring them doorbells and hear. Then we need to stop and listen for an answer. And God will speak to us. He has a desire to talk to us. You may say, why? He said over there, he said, my sheep know my voice, and strangers they'll not follow. We know the voice of the Lord if we're a child of the King, and we need to take heed to his words. He said, by these stripes we're healed, and by these stripes we were healed. Praise God, he's got to tell us so we'll know the rules and the regulations. We need to take heed and listen. Whenever we pray, we need to just stop and just stop and just listen for a little while. Meditate a little while and listen, see what the Lord says. And if we'll do that, then we will know which direction to go in and what to walk in and the way to talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look into Matthew 10 and verse 1. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits and to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases.
Praise God. You see, we're speaking tonight about healing. And you know, praise God, there in Matthew 10 and verse 1, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. You know, praise God, he called us into the ministry, and he qualifies us to be obedient to him. And you know, he called his 12 disciples and he gave them power to cast out the unclean spirits. And you know, we are a disciple of the Lord. I know a lot of times we might not feel like it, but brothers and sisters, if God has called you, he's qualified you, and you are a disciple of the Lord, and he's given you power. He ain't sent you out there to battle without anything to fight with. He's equipped you with all the power that you need. I believe Brother Green was saying there a while ago that we need just to take the power that God has given us
and we need to make it to use, and we need to take the faith that God has given us and use it. You know, if we use it, then God will get the glory, and then we'll get a blessing. I'm just so thankful tonight. Praise God of that. And let's look into the last part of that 11th chapter, I mean the first verse of the 10th chapter of Matthew. And he, and let's see, and to them, and to heal all manner of disease, all manner of sickness, and all manner of diseases. You know, praise God, he gave us power tonight to cast down the diseases. He gave us power tonight to heal them of that sick and afflicted. I tell you, it's a time that we need to realize that God has given his people the power to go forth and to heal and to cast out diseases that's up on people. You know, he gave us power to cast out the devils, and if he gave us power to cast out the devils, he gave us power to cast out diseases. The Lord told me one time years ago, he said, every knee has to bow and confess that I am the Lord and that he's the King of Kings. I'm just paraphrasing a little of it there. But he said this. He told us that he gave us, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. He said that every disease had to bow to him, and every name had to bow unto him and confess that he was the Lord of Lords. And, you know, I think every disease, every sin has a name. And, you know, I praise God, they've all got to bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we'll just anoint them and pray over them and confess them before God, he's able and he's willing to cast out every devil, every disease. He's willing to cast them down. We just got to get ourselves in line with the word and take authority over them. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm going to start in Mark 3, verse 1. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he saith unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he said unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked around on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other.
Praise God. You see, stretch out his hand. You know, his hand was leprosy there, but praise God, and it was withered there. I'm trying to get two of them mixed up together here. But anyway, praise God, his hand was withered, and whenever he stretched it forth, it was clean, it was whole. It was just like the other one was. And, you know, I tell you what, praise God, God is still doing the same miracles today that he was doing then. He ain't never changed. Hebrews, I believe, in 12 and 8 says he's the same yesterday and forever. And he don't ever change, my friend. If there's any changing done, it's you and I. We just need to change ourselves and come back to the Word of God and be obedience to his word, then we'll see some of these miracles and signs and wonders done. Praise God.
Hallelujah. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem and from Idumea and from beyond Jordan and about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came unto him. And he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on them, on him, because of the multitude, lest they should throne him. For he had healed many, inasmuch as they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he straitly charged them they should not make him known. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils.
Praise the Lord.
See there in that verse 15, he said, and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out devils. He, praise God, that's what God has done for us. He's given us power to go forth and to heal the sickness and to cast out devils. And God is still doing that same thing today as I was saying a while ago. He don't send you out just about halfway loaded. No, he gives you the whole equipment that you're going to need whenever you go forth to use. And, you know, praise God, God, he ain't going to call somebody and just say, well, I'm just going halfway to do this job. But he does it all the way. And I'm so thankful tonight to know that we don't have to worry whenever we go to forth to anoint somebody and lay hands on somebody that God don't do the work because he said he would do it. All we've got to do is just believe of what we asked him, and he's going to do it for us. I praise God for that. Hallelujah. I look into Matthew, the 10th chapter and verse 8.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give.
Praise the Lord. Did you hear that there? Verse 8, it said, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. That's what the Lord is telling us to do there tonight. You freely received this, and now we're supposed to freely give it out. And he's telling us that he gave us power to heal the sick and cleanse the leper and raise the dead. And freely ye receive, freely give. That's what we need to be doing tonight, is being obedient unto God's word. I think I may have two more passage of scriptures here. I want to read, or let Betty read it for you, and just pray for us here. Luke 7, and starting in verse. Let's see here.
Starting in verse.
Starting in verse 12, 7th chapter of Luke.
Now let's go on up to 12. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still, And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people.
Praise the Lord. You know, back in that day, it could be the same today, but back in that day, they couldn't even have a funeral when they met up with Jesus because he would touch the bearers, the ones that was carrying the young man there, and told him, said, just rise up. And, you know, the young man rose up and began to talk. And, you know, praise God, I just thank God that God is still doing that from time to time. We've got a prayer request here. We're going to be turning in here in just in a minute about this young girl that had this wreck down here in Cleveland, Tennessee. As we don't know exactly all about everything right now, but we know that there was a text come across the line that one night that she was dead. Then the next morning, the Lord had raised her back up, but we've not heard nothing else, so we've been trying to find out more about it. But anyway, God is still God, and he's still bringing people through the things that he said that he would bring them through. And, you know, there's a time once and appointed a man to die, and after that is a judgment. You know, praise God, if it's not time for her to go, she'll not go. And that's the way that it is. As he healed this young man here in the Bible days, he can still do the same thing today. He can still speak the word, just like he did that concerned soldier over there. That he had a man, he had one of his hard help or whatever you want to call it. I can't remember exactly the words there now, but he come to him and he said, Lord, I've got a servant at home. Vexed, he's dying, he's sick, and the Lord said, well, I'll go with you and heal you, and he said, no, I'm not even worth for you to come under my roof, just speak the word, and you know what I'm saying, Jesus spoke the word, and when he spoke the word, he started on his way back home, then he met one of his servants, and they said to him, said, the self-same hour, but whenever the Lord spoke the word, that soldier, he was healed. And, you know, I praise God, that's what God is still doing today. All he's got to do is just speak the word. And he speaks the word, things will happen. And that's what we're serving, a mighty God tonight. Hallelujah. He's got all power tonight in heaven and earth. He can do whatever that he desires to do if you will just believe. As one of them said there a while ago, whenever we pray and we don't doubt in our heart, we're going to have whatever that we say, because he said, if we doubt not, we say unto this mountain to be removed, and it shall be removed. We say unto the sycamore tree to be plucked up and be cast into the sea, just to say unto that sycamore to be plucked into the or cast into the sea, it shall obey. And that's what the word of God says. It's not what Lord Yearwood says, but it's what God says. And that's all that matters, is what God says. We just be obedient to his word, then we'll see things happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
We're going to read from Luke 8:41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he said, and he was the ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and saying, thou, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him and declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." And while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. And he said, "Weep not. She is not dead, but sleepeth." And he laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done.
Praise the Lord. You heard the reading of God's word there, and so, you know, if God done that then, he can still do it today. So, Sister Green, if it's okay, we'll go ahead and turn our prayer request in.
Amen, Brother Yearwood.
We have a lady from Anders, North Carolina. Jeannie Radford says, "My poor husband and I are falling apart at the seams. We are in the ER, both of us waiting to see the doctor. He's in a small cubicle, and I'm in the bed in the hallway. The ER is full tonight, so please remember us when you pray." And then we got... Sister Debbie, she's needing prayer tonight. She is doing some better. And if she keeps continuing to do okay, she'll be coming home tomorrow. So let's just continue to remember her. And let's remember Brother John's grandson that has two types of cancer. And also remember the other grandson that has a rare disease. These two boys need God to touch them. And Pastor Fritz and Clayton Brown, both of them have Alzheimer's. Let's remember them. God's still able to heal them. My sister Dolores, she went to the doctor. She hasn't got the results back yet from, she had a breast removed about a year and a half ago due to cancer, and she's been having a real bad hurting in the side that they removed. So remember her. And let's remember all the people in Texas and Nevada that's had their land taken away from them and everything. And Sister Frida says to pray for her tonight. She got her a job and she's working tonight, so just pray for her. And uh, Troy Watson. He's doing better. He had appendicitis, and they done surgery on him, and he had infection all through his body. But he went home yesterday, and but he still needs everybody to pray for him for the healing. And Brother Fred Brannon has passed away on Tuesday, and I want everyone to remember his family. And Kevin Miller family, let's remember him. Clint Hampton needs healing, and he also needs salvation. Randy Richardson has had that stent put in his neck, and the doctor said that he had, what was it?
He may be having a meningitis. Oh, he's got something other in his blood veins is busting loose, and they're going to his...
Well, it's his arteries are clogged, and some of the stuff that's in there is going to his brain, coming off in pieces and going to his brain and causing him to have, causing him to pass out. So he's supposed to be going for another CAT scan sometime next week. So let's remember Brother Randy. And Pastor Rick Harris is doing some better, but he still needs prayer. He can't sleep at night. He's got this itching all over his body that he just can't sleep. And Jim Parker has bone cancer. He needs a miracle. Bob Harris needs a healing in his body. My niece Brenda, she goes pretty soon for a kidney transplant, so remember her. And remember Sister Sandra Combs that had a stroke sometime back. She's still needing healing in her body. Let's remember Keith Green that has cancer. He needs a miracle. And remember Eddie Bolton. He's in bad shape with his back, so let's remember him and lift him up to God. And Rufus Bivens, he's in Vanderbilt Hospital. He's going for a muscle biopsy. They think he might have motor neuron. Keep praying for us that's what gets us through, is what his wife said. The old devil is not going to win. I got a little niece that has a lot of trouble out of her bowels, and she's got some kind of a disease. So just remember her. She's 8 years old. And remember Brother Wesley Choplin's daughter-in-law, the one that Lloyd Ray was talking about a while ago. She was hit by a drunk driver head-on several days ago, and she had 3 surgeries, and then she died. And they revived her, and she's still in critical condition, and she's got a little girl and a husband, so remember her. And we know that God's able to raise her up by that deathbed. And we got Jay Sekulow says that Brother Saeed, Pastor Saeed, is in a hospital. He's not in a prison cell no more. Which is a positive development, but victory will not come until he is safely back home with his wife and children. He's in an Iranian hospital, and we need to pray that God will get him back home with his family. And Brother Jay Sekulow says, please pray this Easter for the American pastor, Saeed Abedini. And Hank Anderson is in the ICU. He made it through his surgery, but he's got a long ways to go. I guess that's all.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate you and sir, Brother and Sister Green, for letting us be on here tonight. And remember our kids that need salvation. So we'll turn it back to you at this time. And God bless you.
Praise God. I want to turn in a praise report. Sam Moyer, Samantha, she said that she has a testimony. She said she got the nursing job at Kettering Hospital that she had put in prayer request in for. So she's praising the Lord for that. And also Sister Lorna Millette, she says, would you please continue to keep me in your prayers, believing God to hear me. Praise the Lord. Ann Higginbotham says, in and out of the hospital in 2 days. Praise the Lord. So praise God for that. So we're going to try to come to you and play this song one more time. Tonight's been a really great broadcast, and we thank everyone for calling in and helping us out here. And I do apologize for the computer trouble, so going to try one more time to play a song. Bear with me just one moment here. Hallelujah. God is not dead. He is alive. He is risen. And we're just getting ready to celebrate Easter. Hallelujah.
Resurrection.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm thinking that this is Blog Talk Radio. They've upgraded their website, so I'm thinking that it's trouble with them because I could go to any other site and I have no trouble at all with my computer. So I'm pretty convinced tonight that this is Blog Talk issue with them. So I do apologize for this, and we're just going to go ahead and hopefully we can obey God. I might get cut off with a song, but that's okay. In Luke 9, it's probably been covered already. I've been back and forth trying to work on the computer, so if it's been already talked about, that's okay. It's just confirming the word. Luke chapter 9, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staff nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, then ye go out of the city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Praise God. So we're talking about healing being the children's bread tonight. A lot was said tonight. It was wonderful how Jesus, he was anointed to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. How he bore the stripes. How Brother Yearwood covered that, how by his stripes we were healed, we are healed, praise God, by his stripes. And to the disciples, then he called the 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all the devils to cure diseases. And I want to go to John 14, and how he talks about here, it says, let your heart not be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Praise the Lord. And skip on down here till verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father.
And whosoever ye shall ask in my name, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father that he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Praise God. So he said, greater work shall ye do, even the works that I do shall ye do also, even greater work shall ye do. Praise the Lord. So he already says that he gave the 12 disciples to cast out devils, to cure diseases. And you know, that's for us today. A lot of different religions say that there's our strength.
Lord, 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 where you really been good.
Sister Gladys, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, Sister Green, I do. The lady's name is Sister Lawana and her husband Robert. They both have a few things they need taken care of. I'd like for you to remember our children. And I'd also like to remember a baby that was born today or yesterday. It's a preemie, and they've had some complications. So remember the baby and the mother, and remember John Lovelace that's taking chemo right now. And bless his heart, he's tried to come to church, and sometimes it's not been easy. Remember Pat Cravens that was in a car accident, and Sister Judy. She's doing better, but I know sometimes it takes some time to keep from being sore. So just remember those, all those brothers and sisters in my family.
Amen. We sure will, sis. And we'll remember Brother John Samples, his wife, Sister Debbie. We'll remember her as well. And
amen.
All the prayer requests Sister Yearwood turned in, and Brother Yearwood. And just remember us in prayer. We've got things going on that we want to be able to sell our house and buy another house. And that we want God's will to be done, though, in that. We don't want to be in ourself. And we just want God, want what he wants for us. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll have Brother Green come back in. And we've got about 18 more minutes. Praise the Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for praise report. Dear God, has come forth, Lord, tonight. And Lord, throughout the broadcast time, Lord, the year and almost a half that we've been on here, Lord, and many times you've answered prayer, God, and we really want to make sure that we thank you for that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch all the spoken requests and all the unspoken, Lord, and help us, dear God. Give us a burden, dear Lord, to pray every day, Lord, for these requests and see people's needs to be met, dear God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for doing it. Lord, you're the healer tonight, God. You're the great physician, dear God. Lord, you've asked what is easier to save, forgive a sin, or to heal them that are sick, dear God. Only you can do the both, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for it. God, we ask that you touch Brother Aaron Robinson, dear God. Heal his back, dear Lord, and touch him, God. Let him be amazed, the doctors, dear Lord, that the recovery that he's going to have, and Lord, the pain that he's in, dear God, take the pain away from him and help him, dear God.
Out there that are struggling and hurting tonight,
Lord, Sister Debbie's
samples,
dear Lord, touch her, God, and heal her body, Lord. The stents that were put in today, God, help her,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, all those cancer patients and all them that's had heart attacks, many strokes and strokes, God, you know all about it, Lord.
Lord, push back in
them,
God, we pray, Father.
Most of all, dear God, save them that are lost.
Your people, Lord,
Jesus,
your anointing
flow
in their lives,
this,
Father
the
God. Give them grace,
Lord. Let the churches
Lord. Give them
all be filled, dear God.
In your sight, Lord.
And let people
we wish,
come back
Lord,
to you and give
their
hearts to you,
prosper,
Lord. And
Lord,
let them mean it, dear God.
Lord,
you said if you love me to keep your commandments, and
Lord,
help them when they go to an altar of prayer to mean it.
Already.
And in the name
of
Jesus,
God,
thank you, dear Lord, for doing it, God.
Lord, raise a standard against the wiles and works of the enemy, God.
To you be all
in
the glory,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, we thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus. And we're going to turn it over to Brother Green and at this here moment. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for each one that's been on tonight. Thank God for the Word of God that's been preached. And
it's been really good.
Everything that's been said tonight, I thank this is an important subject tonight about healing because, like I said earlier, many are sick tonight in the body of Christ. Many have been under the attack of the enemy. And, you know, sickness don't always come because people are missing, missing the mark. But a lot of times sickness comes because there's a real devil out there. And he's trying to cheat the people of God, the children of God, out of the promises of God. And sometimes people are taken captive by the enemy, and we need to pray and try our best to get a hold of God for these people and turn the enemy to flight and bind the hand of the enemy. We believe that Jesus is the healer tonight, and that he's the way maker and a problem solver, that with him all things are possible. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And I tell you, he made a believer out of me in 1975 and 600 North Church Street in Eaton, Ohio. Now I was a sinner lost without God, but I come into the house of God and heard the preaching of the gospel. And it was because a friend of mine got saved, and we used to run around together, and I knew that this man had got something that he didn't have. I knew that what he had was real. He began to come around, and I saw the joy of the Lord. And I tell you, he had his countenance was changed, and his speech was changed, and he was turned into another man. And I said to myself, he's got something real. He's got something that the world can't give you. And I began one day to go to that church, and I began to see what was going on, and God was moving, and he was healing the sick, and he was moving by his power, and the gifts of the Holy Ghost was moving him. Now, I tell you, this is the gospel that the church needs to preach. It's the gospel of salvation, but it's also the gospel of healing and deliverance. We need deliverance many times, and it's a good thing to get saved, and that's the greatest thing that can happen to you. But I tell you, don't leave off the delivering power of God, because God is a deliverer, and it pleases God. When we begin to believe his word and we begin to preach what thus saith the Lord, and I tell you what, I don't want to be in a dead church to you, but I want to go to one that lays hands on the sick, and they believe that when they lay hands on the sick shall recover, and that their sins will be forgiven them. If they have committed sins, like Brother Yearwood was preaching, I want you to know tonight, the believers shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. He didn't say just the preacher, the pastor, the evangelist, or the teacher, the apostle, the prophet. No, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. I'll tell you tonight, when you get the Holy Ghost, you get some power, my friend. And I'll tell you, that's what the church needs tonight. It's more of that resurrection power of Christ, that anointing that'll bring you out of that grave when the trump of God shall sound. And I'll tell you, if we get that power on the inside of us, I'll tell you, we'll be a walking miracle if we can just do what Jesus did. I'll tell you, when I got saved, I was born again by the Spirit of God, and I still needed that baptism of the Holy Ghost, because I knew that the Bible said that after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And I want you to know, the apostles and the prophets of old, evangelists, had that power. They went about just like Jesus did, doing good and healing those that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with them. And I tell you, we need to take the presence of God with us when we go into the hospital. We go to the nursing home, or wherever we go, to the bedside of some sick person along the way as we travel down this road of life, and we lay hands on them, and praise God. And I believe God will heal if we'll go and believe and not doubt, but believe the things we say shall come to pass. I tell you, we need preaching on these things, praise God, about healing, because it seems to me like it's hard for people to get healed today. Seems to me like there's too many sick in the church. But I'll tell you, Jesus has not changed. Hebrews 13:8 says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'll tell you, he's no respecter of person, but he's looking out there, and he's looking for faith. And I'll tell you, we need to build up ourselves on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost and keep ourselves in the love of God, because the love of many is waxing cold, and they're departing from the faith, and they're turning to fables, and they're laying aside the Word of God. But I want you to know, this old King James Version Bible's good for me. It was good for my grandpa, and it was good for my daddy. And I tell you, it'll be good till Jesus comes, and I'm going to preach the Word. Praise God. They're about to change the Word everywhere you go. Seem like they got five or six versions to try to make their point. Praise God. But I want to read a little bit more here. I want to read here in the book of Acts, and I want to read in the third chapter of the book of Acts, and I don't think anybody's preached on this tonight. The Bible said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So he came to the temple, Peter and John. And I want you to know, this lame man got healed, praise God. He had been sitting there for many years, and he was laid daily at the gate of the temple, praise God. And the Bible called him there in verse 2, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb. Now, he had been lame since he was a child, the Bible says there. And I think somewhere on down here that the Bible tells us that he was above 40 years old. I don't see it right now, but I believe it's there. And Peter, in verse 4, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them. You see, he was expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And rise up and walk. You know, these apostles had been with Jesus. You know, they had prayed with Jesus. They had walked with him and talked with him. They had seen the many miracles that Jesus had done. And I want you to know something. They had fasted and they had prayed. And they believed they could do the same things that Jesus done. And Sister Joanna read that a little while ago over there in John chapter 14. The works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. I want you to know something. He said when he went to the Father, he'd send another comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, and that they would be able, after that they had received the Holy Ghost, that they would have power. Jesus went about doing good. After the baptism of John, he was baptized at the River Jordan. That dove came upon him, and I'll tell you, he began to go forth, and he began to do miracles because the Holy Ghost was upon him, and the Spirit of God was with him. Praise God. And he believed whatever he said would come to pass. And he told those disciples when he spoke to that fig tree and said, no man eat fruit hereafter from this day on. And that fig tree withered away. And he said, you can do it. He said, you can do what I did if you'll believe what I believe. If you believe the things you say shall come to pass, he said, you can do it. You can speak to the mountain and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. I tell you, it's time we started believing God. It's time we started saying things that we want to see done. I believe if we make a point of contact, I believe we can get a hold of God. You know, they used to preach a point of contact, and I realized one day that this is true. I said to myself one time, and I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to church. And I said, I'm going to get anointed with oil and the prayer of faith. They're going to pray the prayer of faith for me. And I said, the Lord's going to heal me of these ulcers. You see, I was making a point of contact. And I said, I'm coming home. And I said, I'm not taking that medicine anymore. And I said, the Lord's going to heal me. And I went up there and got prayed for, and I'd been getting prayed for before that, but I never had said anything. I never had voiced it out. I never had took a stand. I didn't make no point of contact, but that day I did. I said, I'm going up there. They're going to pray for me, and the Lord's going to heal me. I want you to know I went up there. I was prayed for and anointed with oil. The same people that prayed for me over and over before, and I'd seen no results. But this time I went, you know what, 3 days later, that pain left my body, and I never had that again. Praise God, I was healed of them ulcers. But you see, I had made a point of contact. I had said that the Lord's going to heal me, and they're going to pray the prayer of faith, and they're going to anoint me with oil in the name of the Lord, and I'm going to be healed, and I'm not taking that medicine. I said, I'm not taking it no more. You see, I had taken it, and I was no better. I still felt the same that I did before. And I tell you, God's a healer. If we'll believe God, we'll get our healing. We don't always have to go to some great evangelist, but sometimes you might need to go, praise God. If that's what it takes, I tell you, I wouldn't tell nobody not to go to somebody that's got the gifts of the Spirit, because if God's moving and it's evident that they got the gifts of miracles, I'd say go on. You can come back and praise God. And a lot of people have missed their healing because they rejected the men and women of God. But I tell you, God has laid his hand upon certain people, and they've got gifts in their life, and they've got power from on high. And I'll tell you, everybody, I couldn't raise the dead, but Peter went in there to Dorcas and put them all out. They were believers, and they were Christians, but he knelt down by the bed and prayed, and she came back to life, praise God, and he presented her alive. Now, I'll tell you what, everybody can't raise the dead, but if you got enough faith, you can, praise God. I don't care how long you've been saved. As your faith be, so be it unto you, Jesus said. He said that, I believe, to the blind men one day that came for healing. And he said, as your faith be, so be it unto you. And he prayed for them, and they was healed, praise God. But I want you to know, this here Acts chapter 3 tells us here that when Jesus went away, I'll tell you, they began to do the same thing that Jesus did. They were confirming that the word of God was true, and God confirmed it with signs following. And Peter said it wasn't us that did the healing. It was the Lord that did the healing. I'll tell you what, tonight, if you get healed, it won't be somebody healing you, but it'll be Jesus, the healer. It'll be the Lord has healed you. But, you know, he sent them forth and gave them power. And I know that's true tonight. There's men and women with power, great power with God. And I sure would like to get that power to where I could go in the hospital and raise people up that's on their deathbeds. And we've seen some healed, but I tell you, wouldn't you like to see more healed? Wouldn't you like to see the power of God move in your life? And I want you to know, if we do what they did, what the apostles and the prophets did, if we pay the price that they paid, I believe we'll see more done than we ever saw before. I believe if we get down to business, we begin to fast, and we begin to pray, and we begin to spend time with God. Now, I believe if we'd begin to separate ourselves from the world, and we'd begin to get in our prayer closet, we'd begin to call on God, I believe God would begin to move. I believe he'd begin to move like he always moved when people would turn their hearts to him. And we need to turn our heart to God. We need to do everything we can to see souls saved. And I'll tell you, praise God, healing is the dinner bell to salvation. When you begin to see people get healed, they'll begin to come, and they'll begin to give their hearts to God. When this man was healed, praise God, it says here, and as the lame man which was healed, how Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power and holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of y'all." I want you to know Jesus is the one you need today. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. We need to live for him. We need to put him first place in our life. If you're not saved tonight, I want you to find a place to pray. Make you an altar by your bedside, or get in your prayer closet, or somewhere, kneel at the couch or something, and call on Jesus, praise God, and tell him that you're sorry for your sins and repent and believe on him. Praise God. In Jesus' name tonight, we ask the Lord to bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for coming on tonight with us. We appreciate it. We love y'all. Good night.
God bless.
God bless. Bye.
God bless y'all.